Hi, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, live today. Phone lines are open, talking transitions, and I wanted to take a break in the teaching today to open the lines to you and ask you, what is a life transition that you're going through or have maybe gone through recently? How did that feel? What did it feel like? What did you learn? What did you do? Did you take it as an opportunity to grow, or did you really kick back at it? What's going on with life transition today? May says, when asked the question on Facebook, are you going through a life transition? May says, a total 180, was doing great, then boom, on the bottom, looking up. How about you? Where are you? What kind of life transition? Good or bad, struggling or positive? Join me. I'm Randy Carlson. Our phone line is open. Let's talk.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We're at the phones ready for you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We are here in the Intentional Living Center in our studio. And from this place, we have a lot of good things going on to help people all over the planet, online and through our conferences and, of course, on radio. In a time when, if you're not intentional, you're going to get run over and left behind. It's just it's a time in life, if we don't live intentionally in our marriage, in our family, in our finance, we're going to get run over at best. And as Christians, what an opportunity to really understand the biblical teaching on intentional living. That's why we give you the teaching every day and practical lessons, talking to people to help you on the journey. And so many of you from all over the United States are joining in to be with us. I have in front of me names of some wonderful people who've just joined us in the last week from Texas, Michigan, Maryland, Kansas, Illinois, Arizona, Florida, on this journey of living intentionally. And we'll talk a little more about that a little bit later. Right now, talk about transitions. You can't get through life without them. Most of us don't like them. We were just talking in the studio here about how, as we get older, they tend to be even more difficult in terms of the resilience that you have to be able to deal with change and transition. And later in life, sometimes they're more difficult. You know, you have people leaving and death and illness, and maybe you're in a transition, moving to a new place, a new job, new career. Could be very positive. But I'd ask the question, what does it feel like for you? What have you experienced? What are you learning? May says it's been a total 180 from great to boom on the bottom. But as May says, learning now to begin to rise up with the help of my prayer warriors. God will hear my plea for a good job and a good place to call my home and my own. God is good all the time, thankful. Christy, she's going through a transition. She said, I lost my sister-in-law to cancer. Friday, my father-in-law is having open heart surgery. I'm looking for a job, and my husband is in the process of applying for disability. A lot of transitions. One of the things that we know about transition, you can't hide from it. You can go to try to hide out in the basement, but it's going to still happen. The question is God with you in your transition? Is his promises to you, are they truly there? Is he sovereign or is he not? We believe he is, and through transition, we're either going to get stronger and more vital, or we're going to get weaker and we're going to struggle. The question is the decision we make in terms of going through a transition to either trust him completely, bring around us the support structure that we need, getting the facts that we need, adjusting to the reality of the new normal, as I call it, or trying to hang on to something that is no longer. Come and join us on Facebook. You're welcome to join in at Facebook/intentionalliving or call 888-888-1717. We're live and we're here for you today.
Today is a day and a time I feel deep in my spirit that we need to live intentionally. Finding out what the purpose is that God has for our lives. And I'm going to purpose to live more intentional every day that I live. 2 years ago, when I looked at my 12-year-old daughter going through cancer, what is the most important priorities in life? Nothing in the world is as important as your faith in God and being there for that child. We intentionally set aside time on each of our calendars to spend time with each other and our son, and that is making us much happier, and it just seems to be working. I'm trying to raise my children to live intentional lives. I believe that training them at a very young age to do that is the way to really get through to them for obstacles they may face later in life.
That's good. You know, intentional living comes down to having the right kind of goals in life. And boy, when we talk about goal setting, there's a whole lesson there. I won't go into detail today, but we have material on how to set goals. What is a godly goal? What is an intentional goal? How does that tie into our beliefs, our values, our experiences, and so on? And then developing the right kind of daily actions that become habits in our life, not for perfection, but to be able to move our life forward. Helping, I think, to build the kind of resiliency that we need in our life when we face these tough times, these transitional times that we have built the spiritual strength in our life, the relational strength in our life. That's why we need family. We need each other. Because when the tough time comes and the transitions occur, are you prepared for them or not? Okay, let's find out about some of the transitions going on. Jan is on the line in Arizona. Hi there, Jan. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Randy.
Appreciate your call. What's the transition that you're going through?
Well, a year ago in January, I was in a car accident, which has put me completely out of work. I'm trying to get disability. I managed to get a partial disability through the VA, but my initial response from Social Security was, no, we're denying your claim. And it's been kind of hard. You know, I'm not able to do hardly anything. I have a sister who's been helping some, but she's extremely busy with her own life and her kids who drive her nuts.
So you went from being able-bodied and strong and able to take care of yourself to a state of more disability, can't do these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you learned about yourself through this, Jan?
I've learned to find peace in all the chaos. I've learned that if I rely on God, that things work out in the end.
That's a difficult lesson for many people to learn, because we are so self-sufficient. We love to fix things, I think, especially men, to do things ourselves, to handle things ourselves, fix things ourselves. And it's when we get into these difficult times where we have to make a decision that we're either going to trust him or not. You know, like in your case, Jan, and for other people, maybe you were going along minding your own business and had that accident, or maybe it was a health crisis, and all of a sudden you go boom, you made a left turn 90 degrees going in a new direction, and that transition can be difficult. That's why it's so important to have around you a deep understanding of God's intentional love, getting deeply into his word, understanding what the Bible teaches. That's why I believe this radio ministry is important, because I know that there's someone listening like Jan today, and you're just facing this first day of a transition in your life. And I tell people, you know, trust God, you're going to make it. God will never bring you to a place where he's not going to provide and be with you. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. God never promised that. It may be the most difficult thing you've ever been through in your life. But I can assure you that tomorrow will be different than today. 6 months will be different than today. And as we walk with God, as we trust him every day, like Jan, he's a year into this, still having challenges, but he's choosing to be intentional in the process. Jan, thank you for your call. We'll be praying for you, man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, and we wish you the best and hope those things come together for you. Dean is listening, going through a transition as well. Welcome to the program, Dean.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What transition are you going through?
Well, I'm going through a transition where I believe that God has chosen me before the earth was even made, like it says in the Bible, to be one of his servants, and I'm proudly accept that opportunity and privilege to serve him on a daily basis. Before I knew who Christ was, I first let me back up here. I'm a father of 14 children. Wow. I've got 12 grandchildren, one on the way, and I've been married for 18 years. And unfortunately, the Satan never sleeps, and divided my family in July of 2015, where I was pretty much separated from everybody. Went to a dungeon, a concrete dungeon, and gave my life to Christ and really found out who he was and what my purpose was for. I thought by going to church once a week, 1 hour a week, every Sunday religiously, that was good enough. But I found out by reading the Bible that we cannot get to heaven by doing good works. We have to have the faith and believe in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that he existed and died for our sins on the cross. And the only way to God is through him, like it says in John. So I believe that if we seek the kingdom of God above everything else, live righteously, like Matthew 6:33 says, we will get there to heaven. He'll give us everything that we need. And though I lost everything of this earth, I gained everything of eternity with him. So I might have lost my family, my business, my friends, my freedom. Everything that I had was taken from me, like the book of Job. But I know in the end, because God is a graceful God, and he's a good God, and he never lies, that he's going to restore everything back to me tenfold, twice as much.
You know, what I hear from Dean, let me jump in, what I hear from you and I heard from Jan is that in both cases, the difficulties drove you to a recognition or appreciation of the fact that there's more to life than the things that we possess or the things that we do. And in your case, it sounds like there was a spiritual awakening in your life.
Very much so, very much so. I'm so happy and grateful and thankful for each and every day that I'm above ground and I'm able to serve him and edify my brothers and sisters around the world, because it's really not about us. And every day should be about glorifying him. And my eyes are open, just like when Saul's eyes were open and turned to Paul when he was on his way to Damascus. It's just a blessing. I'm thankful. God is good. He's great. He cannot lie. He is always there with us. Even when we're in the darkest hour, he's there with me. And I know that. I firmly believe that he's alive and well, and he's going to take me to heaven with him someday. Mm. And my job as an ambassador of Christ is to take as many people and as many souls as I can with me.
Great message. Okay, Dean, thank you for your call. Brother, sounds like you got a preacher in there somewhere in the inside. Again, what do you do when you face a transition? In the cases of the two we've heard so far, very, these are pretty heavy-duty kinds of transitions. The stuff that really gets us either to our knees in prayer and understanding and growth and repentance, if that's needed, or bitterness. And in these two cases, we see Jan and both Dean, both these guys saying, hey, I choose to trust God. How about you? Going through a transition in your life? Maybe it's a happy one. What have you learned? What does it feel like? What do you learn about yourself? What are transitions teaching you about life and being intentional? 888-888-1717.
This is Wendy. My story on intentional living is that my husband and I have been married just a few months shy of 30 years. We have five children who are all now 20 and over. They're 7 years apart. So it was tough going, and we've been financially strapped for most of it. His plant closed a couple years ago, so he went months without a job, many months. And that was very hard. I was lost for much of, 14 years. Anyway, we've reached the emptiness syndrome, and we're left to each other and find we have no marriage. So my intention is, day by day, even though we have a really negative history, is to make the best of our marriage and make it something very godly, that God would give me love for him. Because he deserves to be loved. Why? Because he is my husband, and he's the head of our home. And that is, although it's very difficult, given our circumstances, that is my intention every day.
Life is a decision, isn't it? Every day we make a decision, and then we live with the decisions we make, or manage the decisions that we make. Really important. You know, if you've just joined us today, I'm in a series on life transitions. And we're going to begin the process of talking about some of the life transitions like retirement, empty nest, and so on here in the days ahead on this series. And the series is available to you. Members receive it automatically on CD. If you miss any of the broadcast, and we have a new member kit for those who are joining this journey with us, and I'll tell you about that coming up in a moment. Love to get this into your hands and be an encouragement to you. Today we're taking live calls. Well, let's go to Georgia Live, where Scott is on the line today. Scott, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's your transition, my friend?
Well, my situation is might be a little different from the rest of them. I was re-diagnosed with lymphoma in last May. I hurt my back and had to leave work, and while they were doing the test and everything to get me ready to go to a neurosurgeon, they discovered my lymph nodes were enlarged, and they sent me back to the oncologist, did another bone marrow biopsy, and my lymphoma had come out of remission, and it was back with a vengeance. Now, first thing that I've learned is the faithfulness of God. Immediately, our household income was cut from $2,200 to $600 a month. And God was able to meet our needs, and we didn't miss a single bill.
Wow.
But through this time of chemo and dealing with the lymphoma and everything else, I have learned that to be all in, to put my trust solely in God. When the diagnosis was given to me, there was no fear. I had a great sense of peace come over me, and God told me that there was a purpose, and one was to trust. I've learned to put all my faith in Him, but the other is that just because I'm going through this doesn't mean it's for me. I can, because of this, and if I respond correctly, then other people will see Christ in me. And so far, about 3 weeks ago, I was able to lead a young lady to Christ, and it was because of my testimony. And
that's great.
Just to sit back and watch God work, and just like that trust exercise that they do in large companies where you stand on the desk and you just fold your arms up and fall backwards. That's what we have to do. And just trust. God will catch us. He'll be there for us. He watches over us. He carries us in His right hand. He walks beside us. He goes before us, and He has our back. So He's all the way around us. He keeps us, and all we have to do is trust and follow the path that He's given us. It might not be good, but He'll work it for the good. And I just pray that when this is all said and done, whether this is the end of it or I have to go back through chemo again, matters not to me. All that matters is the fact that I fulfill the purpose that God has set before me and that He is glorified.
Can't ask for anything more than that. Think about your transition you're going through. What I'm hearing, and I think this is really a key to this intentional living message today, whatever transition you're going through, hopefully the outcome will be at driving you closer and closer to total dependency upon God. And yours may not be a diagnosis of cancer, but whatever it is, that there would be early that sense of dependence upon Him totally. Scott, my friend, we're going to pray for you, and I want to put you on our prayer ministry. And we'll pray for God's best for you in the days ahead. And I appreciate you calling today, my friend.
Well, you're more than welcome, sir. Thank you for having me, and appreciate your program. And God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much.
So why do you love your marriage?
He keeps me grounded, and I push him. So I think we balance each other out.
And I just love the life that we made, and I want to keep it that way because I want to leave a legacy. I want my children, I want to be a role model for my kids to see what a strong marriage looks like. For others, I want to be able to influence others.
Because the Lord gave her to me. She's my one.
And the Lord has used this to minister to lots and lots of people. So there's people that come to us and say, can you pray for us? What a blessing. We love it.
That's great. Hey, listen, those are real people coming out of one of our intentional love marriage conferences that we've done, our evening sessions, kind of like a date night that we take around the country. And you know what? We're beginning our 2017 tour in beautiful San Luis Obispo, our brand new station for Family Life Radio. Going to be there, my wife and I and our team, coming up next month, March 24th, a Friday night, March 24th, at the Agape Church in SLO in San Luis Obispo. And by the way, it's a very limited seating. It's going to be an intimate setting. We're going to have a great evening. I promise you're going to learn something. You're going to walk away with understanding how the power of one thing can transform your marriage. Got all of our resources will be there. It's going to be a fun evening. I want to meet you. My wife, our team, want to meet you. And again, I would encourage you to register early. Tickets have been really moving fast, and it's limited seating. So you can get registered today at our website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the events there, or you'll find it on the homepage, on the tile. You can get registered. Want to have you come and be there. Bring a group. Come as a double date. Come with just the two of you as husband and wife. It's going to be a great evening. Going to talk about the power of intentional living and the unique teaching that we have from intentional living, how it works, and the thousands of marriages we've seen really encouraged throughout around the country. We want you to be one as well. Speaking of slow, Rebecca's on the line in San Luis Obispo, and we're going to get to you in just a minute, Rebecca, as we take your call on transitions. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
All right. Hey, listen, that music gets you going there, doesn't it? Good job, guys. Hey, listen, by the way, thanks, members, joining us. I'll give you an all call on that in just a minute. Love to have you be a part of this growing team of people who are saying life is short, want to be intentional with it. And this sounds like a good opportunity to be a part of something that's making a difference. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Transitions is our topic. We're going to go to Rebecca, who's listening to us on from San Luis Obispo, our newest station. And Rebecca, welcome to Intentional Living.
Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. How long you've been listening to the station?
Oh, since the day you guys came on the air.
Good. Have you found it to be something that's uplifting and intentional in your life?
Oh, it's fabulous. I absolutely love the fact that we have, you know, your talk radio shows again, because when it was going through its transition stage, it was music, and we really need to hear the word spoken to us, so I'm really thankful for that.
Well, we try to balance that, and I'm glad you're listening, Rebecca. What, tell a little bit about your story. What transition are you going through?
Well, I have three kids, and my oldest is 17, and he has struggled really hard with mental illnesses for the past 3 years. And fortunately, he has been blessed with lots of help, but being 17 and the oldest, that, you know, empty nest comes in. I still have my two youngest, but I have to learn how to just let go and trust God with knowing that he's got him. He's going to be 18 soon, an adult, and I'm not going to be able to catch him all the time.
Are you learning it? Is it coming slowly at you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a day by
it
day,
is
isn't it?
Definitely coming. God blessed me. You know, I also struggle with mental illness, and it was always the question of why, God, why do I have this? And at the minimum, I at least know now that I can support him and understand him and help him. So I'm very thankful, looking, you know, hindsight always with God. But I'm just thankful now that I have that experience of mental illness myself, so I can stand for him and be his cheerleader as he gets older.
Well, that's good, Rebecca, that you have that, not only the attitude, but the faith and trust to say, hey, God's got to be in this someplace, somewhere, and taking it one day at a time, trusting him every day for whatever that day brings. It really does make a difference. It really does. What's one thing you find helpful during the day that helps you get through the day? One intentional thing you do or think about or an activity or whatever that seems to help the most?
Well, first and foremost, I just have to take a deep breath, really. I just have to allow myself to calm down with everything that might happen, whether we're arguing or whether I'm having to let go of something else that I used to help him with or control with him being younger. I just have to let it go. Otherwise, I'm going to be focusing on all those negatives and my stress and my anxiety, and I block God out. Mm. So I just have to learn how to be still and be quiet and listen, because he talks and he speaks and he shows us, and especially me, and I just have to be receptive.
One day at a time. Rebecca, thank you for your call today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate your call, and glad you're listening in San Luis Obispo.
I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you. God bless you.
Glad to be there. By the way, people around the country, San Luis Obispo, also known as SLO, S-L-O, not that they're slow people. It's just slow. That's what how they reference. And as I mentioned, my wife and I and our team will be there March 24th in Agape Church in SLO in San Luis Obispo. Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Going to be a lot of fun. You know, as we wrap this up today and we think about living intentionally, it comes back to trusting God every day. What we've seen every call, back to the basics. Back to the basics. Come on back to the basics. That's really what this program's been about today. Get there early, and it'll make your life easier. You know, I want to thank friends around the country who've been joining us. Here's Ashley from Olathe, Kansas. Here's Vitelli from Columbia, Maryland. Tiffany from Glendale, Phoenix area in Arizona. Here's Judy from Midland, Michigan. Examples of some folks who've just joined us in this monthly journey. I've got two of our best-selling intentional living resources, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, autographed, two books that I wrote. We're going to send to you along with the Life Transition and Empty Nest CD teaching as a way of saying thank you. And the One Thing wristband that I wear every day as a reminder of God, what one thing will I focus on today? We're going to send that to you. As you join us in monthly support, your support allows us to do this every day. Would you come and join me and the rest of the team today? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on support, and we'll appreciate it. Tomorrow, we continue part 4 on the transition series. See you then.